Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Russia has formally warned the U.S. and its allies against supplying further weapons to Ukraine. The latest American aid package includes artillery, drones, armored vehicles, and helicopters to help Ukraine against an expected Russian offensive in the east. The BBC's David Willis has details.
It basically accuses the U.S. and the West of prolonging the conflict in Ukraine and threatens what it calls unpredictable consequences if those shipments of military assistance continue. Now, the timing of this is potentially very significant because this note was sent on Tuesday evening of this last week, just as word was beginning to leak out of another package of U.S. military aid to Ukraine, $800 million worth.
The BBC's David Willis. The mayor of Kyiv said there were explosions in the capital this morning. He said rescuers and paramedics are on the scene. There's no information yet on casualties or damage. Yesterday, the regional police chief said workers found hundreds more bodies in Kyiv, civilians who had been killed when Russian troops invaded Ukraine. Faced with a slowing economy, China's central bank has taken a step to release tens of billions of dollars into the country's banking system in the hope of propping up growth. NPR's John Ruich has more.
The People's Bank of China cut the reserve requirement ratio by a quarter of a percentage point. That's the amount of money that banks must hold in reserve. Reports say the cut will pump 530 billion yuan, or about $83 billion, into the banking system. Economists say that could help lower bank lending rates. China's targeting economic growth of around 5.5% this year, but headwinds have picked up. China's worst COVID outbreak in 2 years has led the government to impose lockdowns in several locations across the country, including Shanghai, an economic powerhouse. That's raised questions about whether or not lower rates will have much effect. Economists expect more monetary easing in the months ahead, though the PBOC seems to be taking it cautiously. John Ruich, NPR News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's suspending the enhanced inspections of trucks entering his state from Mexico after reaching agreement with the last of four neighboring Mexican states for heightened security on that side of the border.
The effect will be that the bridges between Tamaulipas and Texas will return to normal beginning immediately right now. They will remain that way as long as Tamaulipas executes this historic agreement.
He said the enhanced inspections were necessary to crack down on drug smuggling and illegal immigration. The inspections have caused extensive backups over the past week, costing millions of dollars in losses. This is NPR. For the first time since the pandemic, Pope Francis has presided over a traditional candlelight Good Friday procession at the Colosseum in Rome. The solemn ceremony was laden with symbolism and controversy over the war in Ukraine. Adam Rainey reports from Rome.
Tens of thousands joined Pope Francis in front of the Roman Colosseum on Friday night to observe the traditional torchlit procession of the Stations of the Cross. The event sparked controversy over the participation of a Ukrainian woman and Russian woman who held a cross together at one of the stations. Both Ukraine's ambassador to the Holy See and the Archbishop of Kyiv said the plan projected an idea of reconciliation as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. The women, who worked together at a hospital in Rome, co-wrote a reflection on the ceremony in which they called on the Lord to speak to them amid the silence of death and division, and to teach them to be, quote, peacemakers. For NPR News, I'm Adam Rainey in Rome.
Residents of Western Canada are digging out from a major snowstorm. Some areas reported more than 2 feet of snow. For the first time in 25 years, schools in Winnipeg were shut down by a blizzard. Thousands of people are still out of their homes in New Mexico because of a deadly wildfire. The blaze has destroyed more than 200 homes since it began Tuesday. Officials say at least 2 people died. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.